Where are you with the old stress and thinking, OK, my to-do list, the new butchery, Artisan Butchery, opens in Ipswich Town Centre on Saturday. Are you a little bit stressed? A little bit?
A little bit. On the edge. Bit. Yeah.
How... No, let's go right back, OK? Let's go right back to... First of all, where exactly is this new business in town?
We are in the fabulous area of the Saints, so we're in St. Peter's Street, Ipswich.
There's a real buzz, isn't there, around there?
It's a fabulous street. Yeah. If you've not been down there, go down there. It just takes you back. There's little boutique-y places. The history is absolutely awesome.
There's a couple of shops around, sort of Maud's Attic, those sort of places. You go in there and you think, oh, yeah, that's nice. And the run-up to Christmas, you just think... Oh, it's got a real buzz of old Ipswich and yet new. I think you could be anywhere. That part of town, I think, is absolutely lovely. I think what the council and Ipswich Central have done with that part of town, you've got street markets and it's just got a nice feel to it, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And like you say, it is the mix of the old with the new, but they've done it so well. And a lot of people don't even know it's there. They've lived in Ipswich all their life and never been down there. So
really
just
nice.
Take a walk down there, look at the shops, but look up as well, and you'll see all the historical buildings, the Wolsey statue, and it's just a marvellous place to open a shop.
So how did you become the Artisan Butcher, and what does that actually mean? What does that actually, that title, bring to the table?
Well, it's basically, artisan to me is handmade, all old-fashioned, as little machinery as possible. So again, it's getting back to its historical roots, how butchery was done 200 years ago. And it's all about using your skills and your passion and producing a fabulous product from just your hands, really.
Okay, so for those of us that grew up in the late 70s, 80s, when supermarkets had really transformed the high street. When I grew up in Felixstowe, I'm going to sound like, I'm going to go back now. We had three fishmongers and we had at least three butchers in Hamilton Road in Felixstowe. Throughout the late 80s, 90s, that completely changed to the end of it with one butchers and no fishmongers. And now there's this, it's gone full circle again.
It's turning, definitely.
And is that because, you know, we got fed up with meat being covered in cellophane and a nice little white polystyrene plot, you know, packet. We didn't really know where it had come from. You couldn't ask necessarily the butcher any questions because he was busy looking after the deli counter in the supermarket as well, and, you know, also looking after the fish. We lost touch with what meat really is.
Exactly, and we grew further and further away from meat, and the commercial side of it was, it's as cheap as possible, and no one worried about the product. But I think there's now a real connection back with the land, the animals, and all the food that we eat. People want to know the provenance of it, where it comes from, how it's been produced. And like you say, it's almost gone full circle back to the old butcher, baker, fishmongers back on the high street. And hopefully it's reviving the old traditions and bringing a buzz back to the high streets, really.
We have, I'm sure you heard him, Ben Coomer. He comes in fairly regularly, nutritional advisor, loves meat. But he's always saying, go for better quality meat, don't go for cheap meat. And he says, if that means you have less meat in your diet, but you have better quality meat, that's the way forward.
Exactly, and that's what I say. Meat should be a treat. We got far too used to having too much meat too often, and it's very poor quality meat. But I would rather have a couple of slices of fantastic chicken that actually tastes like chicken, rather than having half a chicken on your plate, this insipid generic thing that actually doesn't taste of anything. And when you come and try some of our beef, some of our lamb, it's harping back to a bygone era. It's how it used to taste. But think of it as a treat. You used to have a chicken on a Sunday if you was lucky. Yeah. But now you can have it four or five times a week. It's unreal.
We're going to talk about the history of the building and the very heart of Ipswich that is where Jamie's taken up residence. And the history of that place is amazing as well. We'll find out more about that, and we'll talk more with the Artisan Butcher, Jamie Willows, in a bit. But first, this, ahead of the news on the roads and trains, if you've got some, it's a little bit slower.